So the podcast is now going. And hopefully, away we go. Welcome to the Straight Talking Repos preview show, and tonight we've decided to go a little bit different. We thought we'll go live on Twitter for a change rather than Facebook, and hopefully we'll pick up the viewers or whatever on Twitter. We've had a few issues with Facebook over the last few weeks, so hopefully we'll be okay on Twitter tonight. But I suppose it's been one weird week, guys, I suppose, since we met last. I mean, it's been some interesting stuff going on at the bottoms of the tables, and this week we'll find out whether or not Romford will increase their stay in the league. And of course, on top of that as well, I suppose the big news, which we'll go into a bit more when we come to their game, finally, I suppose, we're not physically talking about chaos at Kingstonian or Harlow this week. In fact, we're talking about chaos at Averley instead. I mean, you know, losing their manager during the week, mutual decision, according to the statement that was put out by Averley during the week. So it will certainly be interesting to get your thoughts on the Averley situation when we get to them. But a good week for both of you guys. Dean? Mr. Barker?
Good week for me.
Good week for you?
Good week, mate. We had a couple of good games, a couple of good performances, but didn't get the results we were looking for. Got a big game tomorrow, so hopefully we can pick up some points tomorrow.
So all going well though for you?
Yeah, like, well, not so much results wise, but we knew what we was walking into, so we got to.
Sorry, mate, you still there?
Teams around us, yep. In the net. Can you hear me, mate?
Yeah, we can hear you.
So yeah, now we've got a couple of games coming up against teams around us, and it'll be important for us to pick up some points in the next week or so.
Mr. Sawyer, what about yourself?
Yeah, it's been a good week. Been going to plenty of my local Kent games. We've got some exciting sort of title run-ins in the sort of step five and step six in the Kent League. So I've been getting plenty of them games. But looking forward to the Bostic games coming back this weekend. We've got some good games ahead of us that we can chat about in a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's go into them then. Just go to the first one. We'll go into the Premier as we normally do first. First one up for me, Harlow Town. Taking on Potter's Bar. Interesting game. Two teams at the bottom of the table. Possibly, for me, one of those games that Harlow Town probably can't afford to lose.
Yeah, I would say it's a must-win for Harlow, to be honest. They're sort of looking at teams they've got to play, and Potter's Bar, obviously, results haven't been great for the last few months since JD left. Harlow would have to beat them to have any chance of staying up, I would say.
Yeah, totally agree. It's been one disappointment after the other for Harlow, and even though they've got some new players in, you know, they're still losing. So, but last week was against a much harder team in Tunbridge Angels. So now they've got one of the teams around them. Can they raise their game and give it one last shot to try and survive?
Potter's Bar were 2-0 up last week, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. They were doing really well. Yeah.
Let it slip. So they'll be disappointed with that, but yeah, and that should be a good game to go to tomorrow.
I mean, is it one of those things though, you know, Potter's Bar, I mean, started off the season so, you know, they really did start the season off really well, and then all of a sudden it sort of fell apart a little bit, didn't it, during the season? But I suppose it must be one of those things where you're glad that you managed to get the points early doors and got them on the board, otherwise the run that they're on probably could have cost them even more.
Well, the manager left, didn't he? The manager went to Chesham, you know.
Yeah.
They've been struggling at home. That's where they've been not picking up the points.
Better players over there.
Sorry, mate, you're in and out, Dean. We keep losing you every now and again, Mr. Barker. So we are listening to what you're saying, but every now and again you take the drop off and we don't really catch us. Say what you're saying again, Dean.
No, I was saying they lost. Potts Bar lost their manager halfway through the season, didn't they? And lost some of their better players. And since he left, obviously the results haven't been great. But if you'd have said to Potts Bar at the start of the season just to stay in the division, I'm sure they would have taken it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they'd have been over the moon with it. But would you be disappointed, though, as a manager, if you started off, you know, all guns blazing and then all of a sudden fall away, though? Would you get to that stage where you would feel a little bit disappointed about it?
Not really, because obviously the circumstances are slightly different. If JD would have stayed there for the whole season, I'm sure they'd have been top 10. But he went to Chesham and he's done a great job at Chesham. He came to our game Tuesday, actually. Spoke to him before the game Tuesday. So, yeah, Potts Bar to be at step three, I think, is the first time in their history. Just to stay in that league would be massive for them. And hopefully, being a Potts Bar boy, I hope they stay up.
And, of course, good news for them as well is that they got their ground grading as well this week as well.
Yeah, they put up a sort of GoFunding page, didn't they? They needed a bit of financial help up there. Really pleased. Obviously, they just... I hope Potts Bar and Wingate stay up, but they're even like ourselves. We need to pick up some points. It's in the last four or five games.
And do you think they will? Do you think they will manage to stay up and keep out of trouble?
I think again tomorrow is going to be a big one. If they beat Harlow, I think they'll stay up. If they lose, they're obviously in a bit of trouble, aren't they?
And we spoke to one of our guests at the week on Monday. He said he wasn't necessarily super impressed with Harlow. So I mean, at the weekend, especially with all their new players coming in. But then, is it one of those things where you've got, you know, so many new players to come into a team that you've got to gel them first before you can expect anything out of them?
Yeah, look, it's a hard situation. I mean, it's all right signing them, and to be fair, they did sign some good players. But what did they probably just train Thursday and then played Saturday? It takes time to build something, and they sort of look like a bit of panic bias as such, to try and get them some points. But yeah, they're playing a team tomorrow they can beat, and both teams need to win.
So do you think they will?
I think Harlow will win, but I would like Potts Bar to win.
So sitting on the fence is what you're saying?
I'll say 2-1 to Harlow.
2-1 Harlow?
Yeah.
Okay. Stick you in 2-1 Harlow. Mr. Sawyer, what do we think?
I'm more thinking the other way. I'm thinking against Harlow. I know they've got some good players in, Josh Urquhart, David Mooney and all that, but it takes time to gel and I don't think they've got that time. They're not good enough at home. Potts Bar, they're picking up their points away. Very unlucky, like you said earlier on, not to win last week against a good Folkestone side, you know, two last-minute sort of goals cost them there. I fancy Potts Bar, and I'm going to go 3-1.
Okay. So just waiting for me then. I just look at it, and my concern, I mean, I'm not up on what Potts Bar have got up front, but when you look at the league table like we did at the weekend, on Monday, you know, Harlow's got the worst defence in all of the 82 teams that are in the league. So does that sort of hold you to say, well, are they going to keep Potts Bar out of the weekend? Probably not. I'll sit on the fence. I'll go for a 1-1 draw.
We've got it all covered then between us.
We have. So let's go down to the dripping pan then. Lewis against Mersham. I mean, again, two sides right up the top of the table, battling out for playoff positions. Not the easiest place in the world to go, Lewis, to go down and play. Mersham now in quite good nick at the moment. So, I mean, where do you see this one going?
Yeah, Mersham had a bit of a glamorous friendly during the week, didn't they, as well? Is that right? Mm. Did they play Vancouver Whitecaps or something? Yeah, so that would have been a nice game to be involved in. But, yeah, Mersham having a great season. Obviously, Jake's gone back there doing well. Lewis, get good support. It's I know it's not the, like, sort of greatest pitch down there at times, but it's a nice place to play in terms of the support and the ground and stuff. So, yeah, I think I fancy Merchant tomorrow, to be honest.
Mr. Sawyer, what do we think?
I think Lewis have had a good season up at this level after coming up last season. I saw quite a bit of them last season, and they're a decent team. And they started well, didn't they? They was towards the top of the table, sort of in the middle part of the season before dropping away. Mm. They do like a 0-0. Three of their last six home games have been 0-0. So maybe they haven't got the firepower, but they've got a strong defence still. It is a tough place to go, though. I think they're the second biggest attendance in this league. They bring some good numbers in. You know, they're a very well organised club, like right from the top down there. Good side, but it's too much for them to try and make the playoffs, and this is going to be a tough game. And Merston need it. They need the win. I'm sitting on the fence on this one, and I'm probably going to end up with a draw.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what makes you think that Lewis first season? You know, this time up in the top division. I mean, they've done fantastic. I mean, most of the promoted sides have done really well, and I think you know that they're all up there and or thereabouts. And but Lewis, for me, I've always said it baffles me that you look at the old South Division, shall we say, and I've always said this. Would you say that the South Division is stronger than the North Division? Because you find it other than a couple of seasons. The South sides are always up there around about the playoffs in the division above, where the North side's always middle to bottom. Mr. Barker, what do you think?
I mean, sort of stats tell you that, don't they? But yeah, the teams that have come up, I mean, Aringay's the biggest example of doing really well. They'll be in the playoffs, won't they? So yeah, I mean, first season at that level, again, after sort of Lewis have been up and down a little bit, haven't they? The last few years. So, yeah, they'll be pleased with their season, no doubt, and try and push on again next year.
So, next year, with Lewis, I mean, you know, they seem to have a bit of money there as well. I mean, they're playing the ladies. I know it riles Keith, but they play the ladies the same as they play the men. So, there's plenty of money around in there. And the Lewis ladies doing really well in their league as well. So, I mean, it's, you know, it looks really sort of on the up down at Lewis, doesn't it? I mean, do you think next year they could be up there in the playoffs next season?
Yeah, definitely. The crowds are great down there, aren't they? So, obviously, the better they're doing. We spoke about Harlow last week, didn't we, about the crowds dropping. Normally, if the results are good and the fans like the way you play, I saw a stat for us this week that our crowds are the second most at Step Four this year in terms of percentages going up. So, yeah, if people enjoy what you're doing, they'll come and watch, won't they? And Lewis definitely have a great fan base.
Yeah. I mean, I remember, I think I've said it on the show before, I think it was a few months ago now when we first started the show, that a certain man that's not with us anymore turned around and said that he thought that Mersham might struggle and would start to struggle from there on in. And since he said that, they actually took off.
Yeah, and to be fair, they've done really well, haven't they? Mm. A lot of people thought that, and they went on a great run, didn't they? And they've got themselves in the mix. So, yeah, it'd be brilliant for them if they can... if they can get in the playoffs at the end of the season.
Mm. So what score do we reckon on this one then?
I'm going to go for a 1-1.
I've gone 2-1 to Lewis.
And I'm going 0-0.
0-0.
Yeah, Lewis love a 0-0.
Won't go and watch that one tomorrow, then.
Nah.
Yeah, a long way to go as well. I suppose one of the biggest games before... what happened during the week, and it was one of these ones you were sort of looking at constantly. Maybe a dress rehearsal for a semi-final, maybe a dress rehearsal for a final in a few weeks' time. But Ollie Mersey's Coggeshall against Craig Johnston's Averley. And of course, the big news coming out of Averley this week was the departure of James. You know, and I saw James Roach has left the club as well today. One of the main coaches as well has gone as well today. So it just seems a really strange time, guys, isn't it, to lose your manager at this time of the season?
Yeah, I mean, obviously from the outside, we don't know what goes on behind closed doors. But, yeah, from the outside, it's very strange. We've only a few weeks left and a guaranteed playoff place. The only thing in terms of the players, they can't go anywhere, can they?
No.
Because of the deadline and stuff like that. They're sort of stuck there, really. I know they can refuse to play in that, but they're all sort of stuck with Avely now till the end of the season. So, yeah, it's be an interesting game tomorrow to see what's going on. But I know if you was one of the playoff rivals or one of the teams going to play them in the playoffs, you'd be smiling away. Mm.
Mr. Sawyer?
I just can't believe the timing on it. It's not like they're doing bad or anything, or that the season's over. You know, they're going to be in the playoff. I'd like to know exactly why. I know what we've read and stuff, but that just sounds strange to me. Why not see the season out and then move on? They're going to get in the playoffs. Like, officially, they're already in there, so it's not going to affect, I suppose, them in that way. But surely, with the same manager going through to the playoffs, they would have had more chance of winning them and going through with him. So I was puzzled when I read it, and I'm still puzzled now. I don't understand it at all.
So, how difficult is it when you look at it and you think to yourself, right, okay, so, you know, if, you know, I'm not sure what's happened with Chris, the assistant manager. I don't know if Chris is staying, Chris is going or whatever. But how difficult is that if, say, for instance, they do bring in another manager and they, you know, then to try and actually gel that team together? He might want to play a different way. He might not understand, if there's no one left from the management team of James's, he might not understand exactly how they were playing before. How difficult is that then with a bunch of players that maybe you don't know going into three or four games before the end of the season and then going into the playoffs? Because it's not as if you could physically go and think, you know what, we'll chuck a load of friendlies in at the end of the season during midweek, because you really want to keep them as fresh as you possibly can for the playoffs. Would that be difficult? I mean, Dean, I mean, you're managing yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of people would like the job, Dave. A lot of people would like to say, yeah, you're in the playoffs and you've got a few games left, go and do the job. But yeah, obviously, if they bring in a new manager now, it's nothing to lose situation, really. If he walks in and he doesn't get them up, people will say, oh, there was chaos behind the scenes, blah, blah, blah. If he does get them up, he'll be a hero, won't he? Mm.
Well, it's not necessarily the greatest, you know, for you to walk into, though, is it? I mean, we would... That's got to be sheer difficult, isn't it, to go into that? Because the what's the name from the fans must be extremely high. You know, the expectation from, well, I know it is. I know the expectation from all the Avery fans is that, you know, great. You know, especially if we can get a home fixture in the set in the semi-finals, then it is a case of, you know, we stand a chance. But when you look at it, there's a lot of the teams that are in there. Coggeshall not necessarily in the best of form at the moment. Averley not in the best of form at the moment. Morden and Tiptree not in the best of form at the moment. Heybridge Swift's not necessarily in the best of form, but probably in the best of form of the four that are in there. It just seems a really weird situation where, you know, is it a case where the managers of the players have switched off a little bit because they know they're in the playoffs and just waiting for them to come along?
Well, listen, Dave, you're walking in with a club that, by all accounts, have got a decent budget. They play on Astro, which is a huge advantage, especially if you get home draw in the semis, possibly. So yeah, listen, there's worse clubs to walk into, like I said, it's a no lose situation for anyone who walks in there, really, because yeah, from the outside it looks like it's a bit of a mess, but if you go in there and get them promoted, you're going to go down in history, aren't you?
So alright then, so someone's going in there, who do we expect to see going in there and being the new manager of Avery? Would it be somebody like left field? Would it be somebody that they know, Justin Gardner, say, for instance? Would it be somebody that's that's in a job at this present minute in time? Or would it be somebody like a Glenn Driver, for instance? Would it be somebody like him going in, getting the call? I mean, who, you know, could it be somebody even like a Craig Edwards or somebody like that?
The thing is, if you're in and you're going to go there for 5-6 games or whatever, and then they say, oh, it's not for you, and then what's the point in going there? If someone says you'll be manager next season, whether we get promoted or not, and then it's a bit more of an attractive proposition. But, yeah, listen, what a great job for someone like Glenn to, I don't know if he's interested or not, but what to have a proven manager to go in there and do a job like that, that would he would be a good person to go in there, or someone like Paul, who's been with us, who sort of knows his stuff, has been in that league, knows the league very well. He would be someone good to go in there as well.
Well, someone said to me the other night, and I can't even remember it was. Someone came out on it was completely left field, but cool. That would certainly make the Tom Tom drums going a little bit. And someone said about Jamie Stewart. So that's quite a duty. It literally quieted me when someone told me that name. I must admit.
He's enjoying his playing career at the moment again down at Greenwich.
But I mean, who do you see, Mr. Sawyer? Who would you think? You got any names that you think you might see there?
Keith McMahon. No, I think you mentioned the main ones that I was thinking as well. Why would you not want it? I don't see any reason if not to take it if he was looking around. I think them sort of names you mentioned could be any of them.
Hmm. You've not had the call yet then, Dean?
No, not at the moment, mate. I've got a relegation fight on my hands at the moment.
Jump from a relegation fight into a promotion fight. There we go. Bomb.
Let's keep welling up first, mate.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, literally, I mean, it'd be very interesting to see what does happen. Well, I mean, if you're sort of like the chairman and sort of Graham and Craig, I mean, if Chris is staying, do you sit on Chris? I let Chris sit out to the end of the season, or do you go somewhere else?
Well, Chris knows the players, doesn't he? Having been there all season, or sort of, and like I say, I mean, I don't really know what the players are thinking, saying, but they're stuck, aren't they? In terms of they can't go anywhere, so they either see out the season with Avely, and listen, it's not easy to get promoted, is it? And they're two games, take away the last few league games, but they're two games away from getting promoted, so. That will be something you'll remember for the rest of your life. So, yeah, if you as a player, you'd sort of just get on with it and try and make a name for yourself.
Mm. It'd be interesting. I mean, have you ever seen this in your careers before, where someone's been, you know, or that he's not let go but has gone, shall we say, sort of like 2 or 3 weeks before the end of the season when you've got a playoffs coming up?
Can't. Not off the top of my head, there might have been one or two situations over the years, but yeah, it's not something that normally happens this time of year, is it? Mm.
So I mean, how does this affect then players? Then I mean, how does that affect players? 1 minute James is there, the next minute he's not. I mean, how does that affect you as a player?
Well, my experience of players these days, times have changed even in the last 10-15 years. I mean, the players want to do well for themselves. Some of them might want to play higher next year. There's going to be a lot of people watching the semi-final and the final, isn't there? So it's an opportunity to put yourself in the shop window.
Mr. Sawyer, what's your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, I think I was thinking more it would be internal until the end of the season and then someone to take on. I'm also thinking that it's very lucky that they've got their playoff place secured. I would have liked to know whether it would have happened if it wasn't secure, you know, if they didn't needed a few points from the last 4 or 5 games, whether then it would have happened, I doubt. But I think it's going to cost them, but I don't fancy them to go up now. You know, I see the playoff race out of the other three now. I think where it's so tight between them, you just need a little something to cost one of the teams, and this is that little something. What you're saying about the players can't go is a great point. So they can't lose people, because as we know in non-league, when a manager goes, half the players go with him. That can't happen. But he's the key behind the tactics and stuff. So for that reason, I'd stick with the internal appointment till the end, and hopefully that's enough to let them challenge with the other three good teams to go through to the next division.
But do some of the players then look at it and go, do you know what? We're going to do this. We're going to do this for James. Would that come into it at any time? If you know, if they felt that, you know, maybe different to maybe what the club has put out, or maybe different to, you know, they're in the internal side of it more than anybody else. But would they then get sort of like, you know, let's battle for him even more than what we were doing previously?
Yeah, he said some of the boys there played for him at Brighton Sea as well, didn't they?
Mm.
So it depends. It's hard to say, Dave, because you don't know how he's left it. I don't know if it's in good terms, bad terms. You would say bad terms, but you don't know the ins and outs. So, yeah, they might say, listen, we've worked all year for this. pre-season starts in June these days, doesn't it? So it's near enough, what's that, 10 months? 10 months of hard work to throw it away in the last three or four games would be disappointing for everyone.
Yeah. So on that then, I mean, how do you see the game going? I mean, you know, Coggeshall, you know, not doing too badly, but I mean, you know, it's going to be tough for them. You know, Abley, sort of like very good going forward, not necessarily good going the other way. So, I mean, you know, where do you see this one? Do you see this one being a high scoring game, or do you see this one being quite close?
I think a Coggeshall win for me.
And for me, I also see it going towards Coggeshall as well. I see like lots of goals. I see Sam Bantic scoring plenty for Avely. I think he scored in every game he's played since he switched over. Wouldn't be surprised if he scores again today, tomorrow. But I'm edging with Coggeshall in a goal fest.
Interesting. So what do we reckon the score will be then?
0-0. No, I'm going 3-2 Coggeshall.
3-2 to Coggeshall?
I'm going to go 4-3. Game for the fans.
And I'm going to go 3-1 Coggeshall on that one.
Go against Avely.
To go into the next game then, Hartford against FC Romania. This one's going to be a great game. As a Molesley fan, I think as me and Kiefer now are, but you know, and we are, I'm not too sure what result Molesley would want out of this one. What do you reckon, Mr. Barker?
Probably a draw. Romania? No, Romania to win, I think. I think they'd want Romania to win. Because they're two biggest sort of people, South Park and Hartford, aren't they?
Yeah.
From Molesley's point of view, anyway.
Mm. I mean, do you see this one being a good game, though? Do you see this one being a close game or a bit of a dogfight? I mean, where do you see it? I mean, Hartford, of course, got new managers in again. You know, it seems to be almost every other week they've got a new manager. So, I mean, you know, put up against Romania this time, so it's going to be...
I think Hartford will win tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They've had a couple of decent draws since Max and Tommy have taken over. I think Hartford will win tomorrow. If they lose, they're in big trouble. But I just think they'll win tomorrow.
Mr. Sawyer, what do you think?
I think exactly that. I think he's read my notes, like I make notes. Two good draws. It's never easy to draw with someone like Marlow, and they did that last week, following on from a draw against Chipstead since all the changes sort of kicked in a couple of weeks back. They've got a tricky run in, so they need to win these kind of games, because I wasn't expecting South Park to pick up points in the last few games. So I was thinking Hartford would be safe, but they're far from it. So this is the sort of game they must win. And although their home form is awful, Romania aren't the best team in the world. And this is the sort of team that they should be beating. And I'm edging with Hartford.
Mm. And Romania, though, they seem to be, I don't know, they seem to be, one minute they're going for a bad patch, then they're going for a good patch. I mean, they're not necessarily the easiest team to come up against, and a local derby as well. And I saw a fan on Twitter or Facebook today, it must be a Romania fan, he's saying on the lines of, I think he must have been Romanian himself, by the way he was talking on there, but he had a big banner on, I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, I saw it.
About we love Romania and hate Hartford or something, wasn't it? Something along those sort of lines.
Yeah.
So that would probably be stuck up somewhere in the dressing room, I expect, before it starts as well, just as a bit of more of a, you know, an up from.
We played Romania, second game of the season, I think it was, when I was at Norfolk. And, it's an interesting team to play against. You sort of go out to warm up and they're all smoking on the side. It's sort of a different environment. And got your players look at them thinking, you're telling me to eat this and drink this. And they're having ten fags before the game. But, it's they got some good players. And on their day, they can beat anyone.
Yeah. They're a deceiving side, aren't they, I suppose? The two sort of sides that have come up just recently as well from sort of, you know, the leagues below. So it's, you know, interesting to see, I think, if I'm right, says it for both first season up, is it? Or is it second season for these guys?
No, second season for Hartford.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, you know, you expect, you know, they're both doing okay. They're not necessarily pulling up any roses, are they? But they're doing okay where they are. Do you see both of them surviving?
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, Hartford had a big budget at the start of the season, didn't they? By all accounts, and they had some big players. Then the budget cut, and they went on a horrendous run, didn't they, where they lost loads of games. So, yeah, I think they'll, if you said now to stay up. But, yeah, I'll the fixtures they've got coming up.
Yeah, I mean, it'd certainly be interesting, wouldn't it? I mean, to see how they go. I mean, Mr. Sawyer, what do you think?
I think the advantage that they've both got in their fight for survival is they've both got to play Egham Town still. Mm-hmm. So if one of them takes 3 points from this game and then beats Egham, that's guaranteed. So they'll both be looking at this one as a must-win for the survival. I think if Romania just win this one, they're pretty much safe. And I think that's their first season in this division. So I think they'll accept that, you know, come up, stay up first season and then build from there. Hartford have obviously had all the big changes, and I'm sure they'll have more throughout the summer and probably not struggle again next season if they can get a bit of stability with their management, which I'm sure they will. I am certainly going to edge with Hartford though, and I see them actually having a strong end to the season. Being quite comfy in being safe, to be honest.
Mm. And what's that? What we thinking?
So, I'm going for 3-2 to Hartford.
3-2 to Hartford.
Yeah.
Mm.
Dean? Yeah, I think Hartford will win tomorrow. I think 2-1 to Hartford.
2-1 Hartford. Do you know what? Let's go the other way. I'll go Romania to win by 2-1, and hopefully for the Molesy's sake, that's what ends up happening at the weekend. We're talking to Molesy. We jump onto them. Of course, they've got the unenviable task of going to Tooting and Mission. We're in really good form at the moment. But then again, so are Molesy. So I mean, where do we see this? Do you think Molesy have got the firepower and enough to maybe cause a surprise down at Tooting at the weekend?
Yeah, well, I've been saying for I don't know how many months that I think Tooting are getting the playoffs. Again, it's another one of those must wins for both, probably. Because if Tooting don't win, they might struggle to get in there or stay in there. And Molesy need to win to sort of stay up, don't they? So, yeah, I just think Tooting. I think Tooting will beat them tomorrow.
So, I mean, what makes you think that they'll, you know, I know you've said it for some time. I mean, what makes you sort of confident that, you know, that they will actually get into that playoffs?
Ultimately, good manager, good players, sort of a big club in step four. So, yeah, I just think they've been together for a while. A lot of the boys who got relegated are still there. Well, they were still there earlier in the season. And yeah, I think they're a group that are united. And yeah, I think they'll sneak in the playoffs.
Mm. Been reading my notes again. Yeah, no, 100% agree. Tooting have got a nice finish. I actually can see them winning all five games to end up on 69 points. And I think they'll take Westfield's place, mm-hmm. who after the next two games, which are winnable, then have got three tricky ones. So I see Tooting having a storming finish for the exact same reasons Dean just said, and nicking that final playoff place. Mm. And that will start, unfortunately, it will start with a comfy win against Molesy tomorrow.
Mm, okay. So we're not giving Molesy much chance then, Craig and his boys much chance to get out.
Well, what we will give them is a lot of credit for that win last week. Superb up against a team up in the top eight, Waltham Abbey. Mm. So maybe it's not going to be as comfy as what I at first was trying to allude to. But I think this is, I can't do it again, you know. This is going to be one step too far. Tooting need the win to get in the playoffs. They can't afford to drop points if they're going to win all five, like I said. And they'll comfortably get past our Molesy team. Mm.
Do you agree, yeah? Agree, yeah? So what score are you going to go for?
3-1 Tooting for me.
3-1 Tooting? Mr. Sawyer?
I'm afraid it's 3-1 Tooting as well.
I'm sitting next to him, by the way, just so you know.
And I'm going 2-1 to the mighty Molesley. I think they will win tomorrow. I think they'll just keep it going, and I think they will get out of trouble. The downside to it, I suppose, for Molesley is every time they win, so does everybody else, don't they, above them? And it's like, it must be so frustrating for Craig and Tracy and everybody that's down there, thinking to themselves, oh, come on, when are we going to get a stroke of luck here? Because it just seems that every time they do something, they're just not getting that luck to see the others around them, you know, falling apart. And as you said, I looked at Hartford's fixtures the other day, and Hartford's fixtures on paper, you know, you look at them and think, wow, they could win all of them. Do you know what I mean? And then you look at Molesley's, and they've got some real nasty ones in there. So, it is going to be really, really interesting to see if they can pull their way out of it. And if Molesley do get close or above them, or, you know, level with them, you know, how much pressure will that put on Hartford and South Park around them?
You get some very strange results this time of year, Dave, as well. Mm. In all leagues, some teams have sort of got nothing to play for, and even in our league last week, North Lee were rock bottom. They went to Coles Hill, were in the playoffs and won 4-0. Mm. So it's just strange results. Some teams are starting to switch off now.
Mm. It'll be interesting. Certainly will be interesting going forward for them. Hopefully, we'll be smiling when the results come through the weekend. But going into Mr. Sawyer's favourite division, Herne Bay against Faversham. I mean, this one is, this one is, could be winner takes all, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. You know, if you win this, you are staying in the division again. There's no doubt about it. They're fortunate enough to have a couple of teams below them, sort of fighting for that one relegation place that's left. For me, it all depends on, you know, how are Herne Bay going to approach this game? Because without the troubles that's gone on, I think this is more than a winnable game, and I'd be strongly fancying them for it. However, after what's gone on over the last sort of 2 weeks with them, it's hard to predict, you know, their mindset, I suppose, when they take to the field on Saturday. It's a strange one. Mm. It's how not to run a club if I was going to be that brutal, and they're choosing to sort of implode at exactly the wrong time. You know, I can't believe that they're letting this happen, you know, to their side before they've grabbed safety, and they've got this big game. They've got to win it, get safe, and then look at how they're going to run their club, or if they're going to ever survive at this level, you know, for next season. Mm.
Mr. Barker?
Yeah, obviously Mr. Sawyer's the expert in this league, but from the outside, I've seen a few bits about Herne Bay. It obviously doesn't look like, they need to win tomorrow to try and stay up, don't they? So it's, does it unite a group, or does it split a group up? You'll see at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. But Faversham, do you give Faversham much of a chance tomorrow going to Herne Bay?
They're on a poor bit of form, really, Faversham. I think they'll be disappointed overall with the fact that they are down there and still fighting this late in the season. I think they're a better team than that. One of my worries from tomorrow is they've got a couple of key players missing. They have a very good player in Michael Frager, and he's not playing. And one of their sort of talisman players, Dave Cook, is missing as well. And this is not the sort of game that you want two of your biggest players not available. I can't help but edge with Herne Bay, but then remember, hang on, you know, they've got a guy that's going to walk them out tomorrow is the same guy that drove the minibus with the supporters in to the last game. You know, it's such a strange situation. I don't know what they're doing. You look at, you know, what we were talking about with Avery and a strange timing for them to make that decision to part with their manager, but this is more just a whole decision to sort of let everyone know how badly you're running a club, and they're just handling it awfully, and they're sort of, you know, washing their dirty linen, or whatever it's called, you know, in front of the whole world, it's just not how it should be done. They should have got safe first, and even then just kept it all behind closed doors, really. It's very disappointing, very poor.
It's a real shame for him. You know, it's been, as you say, it's been pulled over Twitter and Facebook and all that sort of stuff as well. And it was just a real shame. But I mean, the Faversham side of it, though, I mean, they seem to be struggling since their, you know, really sort of struggling since their sort of manager had been there for quite some time left. And then it's all sort of got even worse.
And that's exactly right. When you've had a manager there for so long, you kind of do things a certain way, so when there's change, you know, it can be a problem. I'm sure they thought, oh, well, we'll get through to the end of this season and all will be fine, but they've still got to nick a few points to make that safe. I do fancy them to be safe, just because there's two teams in a slightly worse position, but it's certainly going to be nervy for them, and they'll be hoping, I suppose, to come away from Winchesfield with the points tomorrow, and then they can sort of more relax a little bit more because they should be staying up.
Mm. It's going to be interesting. I mean, where do you see this one going then?
But even though they've got all the problems, I just think that Herne Bay's, I think they're going to win. I'm going to go with a 3-2 again, mm-hmm, to Herne Bay.
Well, I've gone 2-1 Herne Bay. Dean?
2-1 Faversham.
2-1 Faversham. Interesting. Well, I suppose this one couldn't be any further apart, could they? Cray Wanderers at the top, Greenwich Borough at the bottom. But I suppose when you look at the table, you can only see one team winning it. But, you know, not being funny, I mean, I know Cray's maybe still be winning here and there, but they're not pulling up roses at the minute. And then Greenwich Borough at the bottom. And, you know, now are starting to sort of turn a few heads with some of the signings they brought in before the transfer deadline. So, I mean, do you give Greenwich any, you know, Steve O'Boyle and Steve that down there, any chance whatsoever of turning over Cray?
Absolutely not. there's a lot I like about this game. Firstly, it's actually on Sunday, which is excellent because it means I can go to it and still take in a Saturday game because they're my local club, Cray Wanderers, and Greenwich are too. So really looking forward to this game. It's a top v bottom clash, as you said, and it's quite important because there's a game tomorrow. Ashford are playing Hive, and if Ashford don't win that game, then Cray could beat Greenwich to win the league, so they can confirm it on Sunday. So they'll have all eyes on the Hive-Ashford game. Hope Hive can nick a point or three, and then we'll be watching the title winners wrap it all up on Sunday. That's how it should be. But however, Cray are being Cray, and they're only sneaking over the line a little bit here. Their last three games, they've not won. You know, they lost to Whitstable, which was a very surprising result, although Whitstable are on good form, to be fair, but still a surprising result for Whitstable to beat Cray. Drew at home to Hayward's Heath before that, and then lost to Hastings before that. So three games in a row without a win. And Greenwich had a good win last week. They beat Sittingbourne. Like you said, they brought in a few players and some sort of decent names as well for a team that's bottom of the league, and they're going to give it a right good go. But there's levels to this game, and Cray are at a high level, and as we'll see them next year in the Premier, and hopefully on Sunday we'll see them clinch it. And there's nothing but a comfortable home win going to happen here.
Well, I suppose when we looked at it a few weeks ago, we thought that, well, it's going to be either Cray or Hazen Yedin that will be the first champions. Might not be the case because, of course, in the North Division, which we'll talk about a little bit in a bit, Bowers and Pitsy, you're only a point away, and they've got Dereham. I'll give you my prediction on that one in a minute, because Keith looked at me and thought I was daft when I said what I said to him on Monday after the show finished. But it's, I don't know, you know, it's certainly going to be another one that who's going to get that championship first. It will be interesting to see if it's going to be Bowers or Hayes and that at the weekend. But, I mean, so going on what we said then, I mean, what do we reckon score-wise?
Well, I suppose one of the important things is if Ashford, because Ashford obviously are playing on Saturday, if they don't win, then the Cray players are going to be stepping onto the field now, and they just got to win that game to win the league. And they'll be, you know, extra inspired. It'll be quite a good performance then. If Ashford have won, then Cray can't win the league on that day. They'll have to win it next week, hopefully. So I would probably up my goals if Ashford haven't won on Saturday. But for now, I'll go 3-0.
3-0 too. cry. What about you, Mr. Barker?
3-1 to cry.
Okay. And I've just got
to Greenwich.
I am 2-1 Greenwich. I've just got a sneaky suspicion that they will that Steve O'Boyle and that when Steve Salas are pulling out of the bag and might win that by 2-1. But I say the star game today, people will look at me and go, why did you pick that one as the star game? But I think this one would probably be, if I was looking for a game to go to tomorrow, this would be the one I'd be picking tomorrow. North Division, Romford against Witham. Might not sound like the most attractive game on paper, two teams, but I think there's a heck of a lot riding on this tomorrow. And it's going to be, I think it's probably going to be one of the best games of the season tomorrow. I've just got that sneaking suspicion it's going to be an absolute humdinger.
I actually really agree with you. This is the star game of the weekend. You know, such an important game. It's going to decide the relegation battle. Can James and his Witham Town side stay up, confirming it tomorrow? They're quite, 9 points above Romford. And this will seal it. It will be all over after tomorrow, unless Romford win. Now, I happen to fancy Romford to do something here. I think it's their last chance, last throw of the dice. They're a good team at home. They're playing a team that have lost the last 5 away games. Mm. This is their last chance. They have to win. And I'm fancying them to do it and to keep the season alive a little bit.
Mm. Are you Mr. Barker?
Yeah, I think Romford are closed down, but I think Romford will win tomorrow.
And I think it's one of those things. Could they win tomorrow, you know, it's still going to be extremely tough because, I mean, all of a sudden, even if they, win this tomorrow, they've got to almost rely on Witham losing matches as well as them winning matches, haven't they?
Yeah, and there's big pressure at the top and at the bottom. Mm. You get to this time of the season, it's who holds their nerve and who gets the job done. And Romford have been there before, haven't they? Mm. But yeah, I still think Romford will go down, but I just think they'll win. Being at home tomorrow, I think they'll win.
Yeah, I just think it's going to be one of those games. And again, I think James will be there, of course, in force. He'll be singing his heart out from start to finish. And, you know, would that, you know, I just don't know. It's going to be really, really tough not to see, if it does happen, not to see Romford in the league, isn't it? I mean, it's just one of those teams that you expect to be in it every year.
Yeah, we had Magic on a couple of weeks ago, didn't we?
Yeah.
He's very honest with sort of where they are and sort of what he's done, and he had his dream to manage a team in the new stadium, didn't he? Mm. So it's a difficult situation. I know a lot of teams say they haven't got no money and whatever else. They stick by that, don't they?
Mm.
That they don't pay anyone, and he's lost a lot of good players over the years because of that. So, he's done a great job. Did he say he's manager for 10 years or something?
Worst case scenario, if you're if you're Steve down, you know, the chairman down there at Romford, I mean, how does that affect? And I think I might have asked this question before, but how does that affect the club? If the worst comes to the worst, they do depart us and go down into the Essex Senior League. How does that affect the club in getting sponsors and people to buy into the club to get the finance that they need for the new stadium? I mean, do you think that's going to affect it massively?
Well, there's obviously playing that step forward as bigger clubs, isn't there? Mm. Obviously, depending on what league you are. I mean, in our league, we've got 5 or 6 teams that used to be in the conference. So it's there's some big clubs with big support. Obviously, if you're in step four, over the course of the season, you should get bigger crowds than if you're in step 5. Mm. So that would be one thing. It's obviously more attractive to play higher up, isn't it? But circumstances are the way they are. And he's kept them at step 4 for a few years. And obviously, it might not be a bad thing just to go at step 5. They should be able to sort of, I don't know, at least be mid-table at step 5. And when the new stadium comes around, they can sort of maybe push for it again.
Mm. Mr. Sawyer?
Yeah, mostly agree with that, really. I think it's a big shame to see a decent sort of size team and place like Romford disappear from step 4. But I do feel it's going to happen. hopefully they can regroup quickly and get up in time for a new stadium when if and when it comes along. I pretty much agree with him. I think it's they'll probably nick a win tomorrow, and I fancy them to nick a few points in the last games where they got a 9-point gap to catch up, and you know they just can't do that. There's only 5 games left. It's too little, too late, and it's going to be a sad day. But soon we're going to be seeing Romford go down.
I mean, one of those things, I suppose, on the positive side, I suppose, if they did go down, they do get their stadium. You know, that might be the season. They might, if they don't do it beforehand, that could give them a massive lift going into the stadium. If that's the case, that they could get promoted on that time. So if someone does it on that time, they could then end up, you know, get promoted on the season that the next season it's going to open up the new stadium. That could give them quite a big bounce, couldn't it? Do you think so, Mr. Barker? Yeah. So, I mean, what scores are you going to go for then?
2-1 to Romford for me.
I'm going with Romford, and although I'd like it to be loads of good goals, ready for the good video that James puts out, I'm only going to go 1-0.
You're going to go 1-0. I'm going to go 3-1 to Romford on this occasion. I just think they might turn it on a little bit tomorrow. So let's have another quick look there. Shall we have a quick look and just see what's coming up this weekend? We've got AFC Hornchurch, they're playing Haringey Borough. Bishop Stortford, they're playing Margate. Do we think Margate can make it into the playoffs?
We don't.
No?
No. Next year.
Bognor Regis against Brightlingsea. Burgess Hill versus Corinthian Casuals. And I see they've announced that they're going to be staying at... they're going to have Kingstonian there. For the future.
Hornchurch have changed their name next season, haven't they?
They have as well, haven't they? Yeah, just to Hornchurch now, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Carr Shorten to play Wingate and Finchley. The one that the non-league papers said was the game of the week. Well, it's an easy, too easy to pick, isn't it, really? I don't think they know what they're talking about. Dorking Wanderers versus Worthing. I did tweet them so and said it's definitely going to be... You should have had Romford against Witham, but they went for the obvious one for promotion. Dorking versus Worthing, Folkestone Victor versus Whitehawk, Kingstonian versus Enfield Town. Do you see Kingstonian getting anything out of that at all?
Enfield need a win, don't they?
No.
Leatherhead versus Tonbridge Angels. Another tough one, especially Leatherhead in cracking form at the minute, aren't they?
They're in good form, they're sneaking closer, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, looking at the table, Dorking atop with 78, Haringey 67, Tonbridge 66. Worthing have got 63, Mersham 61, and then we've got Carr Shorten 57, Leatherhead 58, Enfield, Bognor and Bishop Stortford all on 55. And at the bottom we've got Burgess Hill 32, Harlow 33, Whitehawk 34, Wingate and Finchley 37, Potters Bar 39. I mean, if you look at that at the weekend and Potters Bar beat Harlow, Wingate win their game, all of a sudden there's, you know, 6 and 7 points the difference between that on that relegation zone. Is that too much then for the bottom three to crawl out of?
Yeah, Harlow got to beat Potts Bar.
Going into the North Division then, the rest of the games in the North Division, they are, when it comes up, Sudbury versus Sowen. Bowers and Pitsey, of course, need that 1 point against Dereham to be champions of the North. I know, I said to Keith, I've got a sneaky suspicion for a Dereham win. Absolutely sensational form of late, and I've just got a slight suspicion, might be wrong. Bury Town versus Brentwood Town, Canvey Island versus Felixstowe, Grays versus Barking, Morden Tiptree versus Basildon, Mildon Hall versus Great Wakering, Romford versus Witham, and Tilbury versus Heybridge Swifts. And the league table there, well, we know that they're all in the playoffs, but at the minute the playoffs would be Morden v Averley and Heybridge against Coggeshall at the minute, but of course that could all change. There is only 3 points between Averley in fifth and Morden in second. At the bottom is Romford have got 21 from 33, Mildenhall 33, 23, then that 7 point gap to Witham who have got 30. So of course
must win for Mildenhall as well.
All of a sudden, they could be in all kinds of trouble, if not. Do you expect it to be those two, though, that are going to go down, Mildenhall and Romford?
100%.
In the South Central, then Bracknell versus Ware, which has got to be another big, big game at the weekend. Shelford St Peter versus Ashford, Chesson versus Uxbridge, Egham versus Bedfont Sports, Hanwell Town versus Northwood, Hayes and Yedding versus Chipstead, South Park versus Westfield, come on the Westfield, we've got Waltham Abbey taking on Marlow. Looking at their league table, Hayes and Yedding 82, Bracknell 65, but we've got a game in hand. Chesson 63, Marlow 62, Westfield 58, Ware 57, and Tooting 54. So Tooting 4 points outside of the playoffs, but we've got a feeling they're going to sneak in there.
We do indeed.
Yeah, and Ware have to beat Bracknell tomorrow, don't they?
Mm. And then at the bottom, Egham, well, I think we're going to be saying goodbye to them. They're on 14. Molesley 24 with two games in hand. Hartford 26, South Park 28, FC Romania on 30. Because if Molesley win both their games in hand, all of a sudden they jump above Romania. So it'll be interesting. Can they do it?
Very possibly so. South Park got a tough run in. I don't fancy them to get any points at all. But then I've been saying that for the last 2 weeks and they've won both their games. but I don't see them getting points. I think Molesley, it's going to be tight. I've got them. Actually, when I've worked it out, I've got them to finish on the same point. So, could be tight in my book. Mm.
Looking at what Molesley have got left then. Tooting this week away. Marlow at home. Westfield away. Shelford St Peter at home. Hayes and Yedding at home. Chipstead away. And Northwood away. Is what they've got left. Going into Keeps. Just trying to find it. There it is. See what's coming up for the weekend. Guernsey versus Whiteleaf, a game that Guernsey must win, surely. I would have thought it's got to be one of those games where they must win that.
Don't want a Guernsey.
Haywards Heath versus Winstable Town, Herne Bay Faversham, Hive versus Ashford, Phoenix versus Grinstead, Ramsgate versus VCD. Now, will Keith get a win on his birthday tomorrow? What do we think?
It's a tough one, but he has to win it. I'm going to back him to win it. He has to win them all. Mm. He's got, five games left. Tomorrow is a right sort of 50-50 game. I've got three of his five games as winnable, and then he's got Ashford, which is another sort of 50-50 game. Pretty much needs to win four and draw one to have a chance, I think, because Haywards Heath have got a very similar running, actually. I think they've got four of the same five teams as them, so they're also going to pick up points. So I think it's going to be a little bit too far. 6 points is just too many to close in on, but you never know. Mm. And it has to start with a win tomorrow.
Mm. Well, on his birthday, as I said, so happy birthday, Keith, for tomorrow. And hopefully he gets the win that he wants. Seven Oaks versus Three Bridges and Sittingbourne versus Horsham. Any shocks there for you?
Yeah, Phoenix might win a game. That'll be nice. Because I'll be at that game. I don't see any shocks. I think it's just the league's going to play out as it is now. The league table's going to look very similar at the end. Most of the teams in the middle have kind of given up now. Mm. And the only sort of exciting bit really is whether VCD can make it and there's a bit of a gap to make up. And whether Greenwich can pull it out of the bag, and they've got a tough game at Cray. Mm. So next time we talk, it'll be business as usual, I think.
Certainly be interesting. As said, at the bottom, and Greenwich have got 27, Guernsey 28, but got a game in hand. Faversham on 31 with a game in hand, and Herne Bay and Three Bridges also have a game in hand on 34. At the top, then Cray Wanderers on 72. With a game on hand. Hastings have got 62, Horsham 62, Ashford with a game in hand on 61, Haywards Heath 56, VCD 50, and I think we can stop there, I think, on that one. But Dean, do you see Keith getting in there?
No, but I hope he does. Obviously, it'd be great if he does, but I think they're just going to fall short.
Mm-hmm. Which will be a shame for him, I suppose, but at least he's got a slush puppy machine I saw today, so at least he's got that to look forward to when he gets home tomorrow. But listen, guys, a massive thank you. The hour's flown by yet again. Massive thank you to Dean and to Dean. And, of course, hopefully everybody will enjoy the results that they get at the weekend. All the best for Romford and to Molesley and to Bowers, of course, as well, going for the title at the other end, and Cray and the rest all at the top. We'll be back, unfortunately, in 2 weeks' time. So we'll be back in not next Friday, Friday after. I'll be in Edinburgh next week, so I won't be around next week. But we'll be back in 2 weeks' time. But until then, from me, Dean and Dean, good night.